What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome to another episode of the Glow Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you're all doing well. Today, I have a really exciting podcast for you. It should be a rather short one because this is a topic that I talk about literally all the time in literally every single episode that I do. It's the law of attraction, and I've even created a law of attraction episode for beginners. I think I called it like Law of Attraction 101. Like 2 years ago on my podcast. So there's a longer version of what I'm going to be talking about today up there somewhere. If you just Google Glow Podcast, Law of Attraction, I'm sure it will pop up. But today I really wanted to make an episode about the Law of Attraction that is just short. If you're, you know, someone who is very busy, someone who can listen to it. Just like if you're on the go or something, because I'm like committed and I'm passionate about telling you guys about this and helping you guys learn how to apply the law of attraction, just because I believe that there should be no gatekeeping. Like, I learned about the law of attraction through someone as well, and I'm forever grateful to this person because this whole new world opened up for me and my life literally became so much better. And so I feel like it is literally my duty to tell you guys about it, and I don't get anything from telling you guys, right? Like, I don't get a cookie or a sticker or, you know, for you guys. Like, if you don't agree with what I'm talking about or if you don't believe it, then like that's fine. Like, literally I this is not like an affiliate link or something. If you use the law of attraction with my code, you know, I get something. Like, literally, no, I don't get anything. Yet still, I feel like it is my duty to tell you about it. So I just wanted to say that at the beginning because, yeah, I feel like a lot of people who find the law of attraction just kind of then keep it to themselves. And I mean, like, that's fine, you do you, but yeah, I just feel like I really want to share it with you, and I want to help you create your dream life, and I want to help you just be happier and have amazing relationships, have the job you want, because honestly, I 1,000,000% believe that you deserve it, that you are 1,000,000,000% capable of achieving it, and that it's your birthright to be happy. And it really hurts me and bothers me to see how many people are sad and depressed at the moment, especially people, well, not especially people, but I guess that's what I'm seeing mostly, is people my age being really just really struggling. And so that's why I feel like, yes, it's really important just to keep uploading my podcast every week and give you just this dose of positivity and just this hope that everything will be okay, and whatever you're going through, you will do just that, you will get through it, and there's something amazing waiting for you on the other side. So, law of attraction. Literally, law of attraction changed my life. I don't even know what I was doing like before law of attraction. It's only been 3 years. I found it in the fall of 2019 through a podcast. I didn't even listen to podcasts back then. I just so randomly found this podcast. And I was like, my intuition was like, I need to listen to this. And literally at the time, I did not listen to podcasts at all. And I believe I was driving somewhere. So I was like, might as well just, you know, listen to this. And then what they were talking about, I was like, yes, because you guys know that I've always wanted to be an actress. And I always felt like I was wanting something that was unreachable. And I just always was so in a victim mindset, thinking just like, oh, some people are so lucky that things work out for them so much. You know, do you have that one friend who literally just like everything works out for them? You know, like people, like that one person who just like gets the good grades, gets the good boyfriend or girlfriend, and just like everything works out. Well, I had that one friend and I was like, how is everything working out for you? And I remember her telling me like, oh, I just kind of like, you know, never doubted. I just kind of, you know that everything's gonna work out. So she was literally applying law of attraction, and I just didn't know that that's what it was called. I stumbled upon Law of Attraction, I think it was 2015 or 2016, through a book called, I just know the title in Czech, but I believe in English is something like How to Wish Correctly by Pierre Frank. If you Google Pierre Frank, you will find it. And that's a really lovely little book. But I remember I didn't really like get it, how to do it properly from that book. So I literally got home. Also, I'm really sorry for saying literally so many times. I just realized that I probably said it many times. So I'm going to try to avoid that moving forward. But it was a really good book. But I didn't know how to apply it, or it wasn't really clear how to apply it from the book. So I got home and I remember writing just random things down, just like, I want a new car and I want this, I want that. And then obviously it didn't come the next day, because that's not how Law of Attraction works. You can't just say, I want a new Ferrari and then expect it to drop from the sky. That's not how things work. And I didn't know that back then, so I was really disappointed. And like the next day, I didn't have the new car or whatever. I don't even remember what I wrote down. And I was just like, oh, this doesn't work. Like, those people were liars, blah, blah, blah. So then I forgot about it until 2019, when I actually started learning about it and I started applying things, actually the principles, and my life literally changed. Like, I found out about it, and then 2 months later I moved to Bali, found the love of my life, Axel, started working online, started traveling, you know, just like crazy things started happening, just like coincidences and miracles. And well, at the time I thought they were coincidences, but you know, now I know that there are no coincidences. So that's kind of just like my little backstory about the Law of Attraction, just to get you kind of you know, just to let you know how I started, that this wasn't something that I was brought up with or something that I was taught when I was little. Actually, quite the opposite. You know, I grew up in a pretty abusive, well, not pretty abusive, very abusive environment. And there was a lot of victim mindset, a lot of, for example, bad money talk. I grew up with my grandma, who, she's the best person in this world and she's the most loving person, but her money mindset was not very good and still isn't very good, because she grew up, you know, in the like post-World War II Czechoslovakia, in the part of Czech Republic that was called Sudetenland. So that was occupied by the Nazis during the war. So it was just like weird there. And then there was obviously the communism here until 1989. So there was a lot of, yeah, just scarcity mindset that she grew up with. And that was just her conditioning, something that she grew up with and something that she passed on to us, because essentially she raised us when we were little. And I remember just, yeah, her giving me, yeah, just like this idea that there wasn't enough money to go around, that only some people were rich, and you know, they're just like, you have to be really careful, otherwise you would spend all your money. And she didn't mean it in a bad way, it's just she wanted to protect us, so she was teaching us these things. But that's another thing that I talk about a lot on this podcast. You know, often our parents or our caregivers, they hurt us and, you know, our adulthood and us functioning during adulthood. They don't mean to, but they do, because of their conditioning and the conditioning they got when they were little. So they unconsciously pass on these beliefs that they got and that they have about themselves and the world, and then we as kids are just sponges and we just absorb everything. And those beliefs then are our limiting beliefs and the beliefs that stop us from achieving what we want. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because that's a really crucial factor of the Law of Attraction that not many people realize. Because if you have limiting beliefs about yourself, about the world, about the thing that you're manifesting, it can not physically ever get to you, because you're blocking it from yourself and you don't believe you're worthy of it, or you don't believe it, you know, just any story that you tell yourself. So it cannot get to you, because the Law of Attraction is based on the fact that what you put out is what you get. So if basically thoughts become things, what you're thinking about is what you're attracting, and whether that is good or bad, yeah, it's just the universe doesn't differentiate between what we consider good or bad. It's just what you're thinking about, that's what you're attracting. And probably if you now think about it, you realize that you have attracted many instances in your life that you didn't want. And if you think about it a little more, you'll realize that you were dreading it, or in some way you were thinking about it and being like, oh, I wish that doesn't happen to me. And then it does happen. Oh my God, great example of this. Literally a few days ago, I was not feeling like meeting anyone. Sometimes I'm a total hermit. If you're into human design, well, if you want to learn more about human design, I have a podcast about it, a podcast episode with Yana. It's super interesting. But basically my human design is, I'm a hermit opportunist. So I'm literally 50-50 introvert, 50-50 extrovert. So like half of the time I need to be alone, literally just in my room as a hermit, how do you pronounce this word? Hermit, whatever. Just like literally alone, not seeing anyone, not talking to anyone. And then the other 50% of the time I'm like, ooh, I'm here, you know, like let's act, let's do this, you know. But it's just so crazy because it's literally half and half, whatever. I can dive into human design another time. But I was literally having those days that I didn't want to see anyone, and I was going out and I needed to go out for something, and I was thinking, oh God, please, I don't want to meet anyone. You know, I was literally wearing sweatpants, I didn't brush my hair, I was just, my skin was breaking out, I was just not feeling it at all. And literally, okay, here goes the word literally again, but this time I had to say literally, I met everyone I've ever known, and their mom and their dog and literally like everyone. And I thought it was so hilarious because that's the best example of law of attraction, you know, because I was thinking about it. I was even realizing in the moment, like, fuck, like I'm thinking about this a lot. I'm probably gonna attract it, you know. And then boom, 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 I just saw people I haven't seen in like 5 years, you know, and their whole family was there, and I was like, hi. Yeah, so I just thought that was funny, and I wanted to share that example with you. So yeah, thoughts become things. What you're thinking about is what you're gonna attract. And I've seen this many times with people with, for example, partnerships. You know, they constantly, like my friend, she used to constantly attract the same type of partner over and over. The abusive, emotionally unavailable guy who would cheat on her. Literally, every single time she would have like six of these men who were exactly the same. And I was just like, why are you doing that to yourself? And she was like, oh, you know, I'm really unlucky when it comes to love. But she wasn't realizing the role that she was playing and the way that she was contributing to that because of her conditioning when she was little. But I talked about this many times in different podcasts. That's not really the essence of this video. I wanted to make this episode super short, but already I feel like I can't make this topic short because there's just so much I want to tell you guys. You know, there's just like many stories piling on top of each other. But basically, the law of attraction is super simple, really. It's only three steps. People overcomplicate it, but you don't have to. Really, the complicated part comes in the second step, and I'll get to why that is. So the three steps are ask, second is believe, third one is receive. Super easy, right? Number one, ask. You probably unconsciously ask for things like 1,000 times a day. You know, you don't even realize that you're asking because things have become so natural for you. But when you get up, you know that you're going to have a glass of water, for example, or that you're going to go to the toilet. You know, those are things that you don't even think about because they're just so automatic. But these things are, for example, not supernatural or automatic for people living in developing countries, you know? So those things have become so normal for you, but you are still subconsciously asking for them. So you get up and you're like, okay, I'm gonna have a glass of water, and you're manifesting this glass of water. Then you're manifesting a cup of coffee, then a breakfast, you know? But you're not even realizing that you're manifesting because you never called it that. You never called it manifesting. You just kind of call it normal life. But the reason why I'm saying this is because I want to show you that you are manifesting every day, all day. The good stuff, the bad stuff, you are somehow creating in your life. And I feel like That's such a, well, at first when I heard this, I was super angry because I was thinking like, how can this person say this? Like, I've had so much shit in my life. Like, how can you say that I'm the creator of my reality? And yeah, it hurt at first. I was like, no, this is bullshit. But then I actually realized that it does make sense. You know, just living in this victim mindset just attracted more negative things to me. But I'll get to that as well. But the first step is ask. And it's super important that you just get clear on what you want. So what is it that you want? Do you want a loving partner? Do you want a new job? Do you want a new house? Do you want a what do you want? You know, and try to be specific and then ask yourself questions, like use all of your senses. I love that. Just ask yourself, how would it feel when I have this thing? Or let me give you an example of a car. You want to get a new car. So really ask yourself, how does it feel when I have this new car? Oh, I have this new car. How do I feel? What do I wear? Who do I hang out with? Like, what changes in my life when I have this new car? Ooh, I probably feel a lot of ease because it's easy for me to get to my job or to my school or to transport my children around. Like, oh, life feels a lot easier now. I feel a lot more abundant. I can get to places faster. I save so much time. I'm in a car so I can listen to podcasts, so I can further my self-development. You know, just like, get yourself going, maybe even journal on it, get a pen and a piece of paper and just like start thinking like, how do I feel when I have this thing? And just your brain is going to find so many answers and just like kind of hype yourself up to be like, oh yeah, it feels so great to have this thing that I want. And just, yeah, try to use all of your senses. Like, what do you smell? Like, probably smells like a new car, right? What do you see? What color is the car? What are the seats like? You know, just like really describe it. And while you're doing it, feel really excited because this is not something that is not achievable for you. Even if it maybe seems like it is right now, you can 1,000,000% have it. So just allow yourself. Just allow yourself to feel that, like, hey, I deserve this. I can have this. And I'm gonna figure out how to get it eventually. So yeah, just allow yourself to feel excited. So that's step number one, is ask. Step number two is believe. And here's where it gets a little tricky, because until you realize that you are worthy of having what you want, until you believe that it's actually gonna come to you, it's just gonna be waiting. Literally could be 2 meters away from you. It could be literally right there. But it's not going to come to you until you believe that you are worthy of it. So that's the tricky part. We often block ourselves from getting things faster because we need to work through our limiting beliefs. We are called to look into our childhood, look into how our parents treated us, how our caregivers treated us, and work through that before we get what we want. It sounds like, oh, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of negative emotions I need to go through, especially if your childhood was really traumatic. And I really get that. Like, for me, it was super challenging, and I cried a lot and I journaled a lot. But I assure you that feeling the emotions it's so rewarding, really. Like, I'm really not a person who, you know, a lot of people who are into law of attraction, they're like, just be high vibe all the time. Just, you have to always be positive to attract positive things. But we're humans. Like, of course we're going to have different emotions. Like, you're going to feel sad. You're going to feel angry. You're going to feel frustrated. And then you're going to feel happy and ecstatic. You know, like, we have all of these different emotions. And it's not healthy to suppress any emotion. So rather, what I encourage is to feel whatever it is you need to feel and then release it. Like, you know, don't go into victim mode like, oh, my childhood was so hard, my parents beat me, you know, like, no, like, feel what it was like for the inner child that you have inside of yourself. Feel what it was like, and it was really scary, and maybe cry a little bit, hug a pillow or punch a pillow. I love doing that. But then let it go, and don't hold that grudge against your parents, because even if they did really shitty things, like, you know, they probably didn't know how to do it better. You know, they probably had it really bad when they were children as well, and that's just what they learned. And that's not an excuse for them. By all means, that's not an excuse. It's just an explanation for you. You know, it kind of gives us a little bit more compassion when we're like, oh, they probably had it really shitty in their childhood, or probably something is wrong, I don't know, hormone wise in their brain, because normal people don't do shit like that. So yeah, that's an explanation, but it's necessary to go through those emotions and just realize, like, why am I not allowing the new car to come to me? Why don't I believe that I'm worthy of it? Write it down. Your brain will find so many answers. And you might find that it's like the most random thing. Like maybe, so for example, I if you wanted to be an actress as well, or an actor, maybe what you would find out is, I don't believe I'm worthy because when I was in second grade, my teacher called on me and I stuttered and the whole class laughed. So I vowed that I would never perform in public again. Yeah, it could be like something that to an adult mind seems very minuscule, but for a 7-year-old child, it's very traumatic. So try not to look at things, yeah, from a adult perspective, but try to look at things from how scary the world felt when you were tiny and 5 years old, you know, like it's very different. So yeah, and whatever emotions come up, really create a container for them and just breathe and just cry it out. And just know that you are safe, that you are not reliving the experience. You are just releasing old emotions, because I don't know about you, but I was never encouraged to feel my emotions. When I felt angry, I was never encouraged to punch a pillow, you know, and get my anger out. No, I was encouraged to suppress my anger. I was encouraged to be just the good little girl, to always smile, to never cry. Crying was really bad. Like, you cannot cry. You can only cry if someone dies or if you get hurt, but then otherwise you can never cry. Like shitty stuff like that. Like crying is beautiful, but I was never taught that. So just allow yourself, give that space to yourself. Maybe lock yourself in a room for 20, 30 minutes, light a candle and just make it your me time. Just release those emotions. And I promise you, it feels scary, but you're gonna feel so much better. And it's really important. So do those journaling questions, find out why you're blocking it from yourself, whatever it is, the love, the new job, the car, the house. And yeah, release it and allow it to come to you. And then once you release it, what really helped me was affirmations throughout the day, just reminding myself that I am worthy of what I want. And yeah, whenever I see, for example, a sign, for me, a sign is a consecutive number like 11-11, 12-12, 13-13. So I would say an affirmation. And an affirmation that I always love is, everything is unfolding perfectly for me. I'm exactly where I need to be right now. And I feel like this affirmation works so well because it's so general. So it works, yeah, just like in any situation, because often people, affirmations can be tricky, because if you pick an affirmation that is too specific and you're not yet aligned with it, like for example, I make $1 million a month. Yeah. Like if you don't believe that, it's going to create more anxiety than good things. So it's actually counterproductive. So rather pick something like, I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. This is the affirmation from Bob Proctor. Fun fact, like 2 years ago, I would listen to this every night during the night, because that's how you reprogram your subconscious mind. But I'll make an episode about that another time, how to reprogram your mind. But I used to listen to it during the night, and literally crazy miracles started happening. I started making money like I've never made money before. So it definitely works. If you're interested in this affirmation, just Google Bob Proctor affirmations, and anything from Bob Proctor I love. He was absolutely great. But yeah, affirmations are amazing. So throughout the day, tell yourself affirmations, but mostly work on reprogramming your subconscious mind. And if you have the means to, I would encourage you to get a coach. It's always great to work with a professional who, you know, knows how to do it. I find that regular therapists don't really know how to do this. Like, they're really old school, and like, I've done a lot of therapy in my life and I've gone through many therapists, so I know, and oftentimes coaches are a much better option. So yeah, look at experience and look at testimonials people give rather than just like what university they have, because even if they're from Harvard, they can be the shittiest therapist ever, and like they can be going from things that were literally popular in the 1960s, but like, bro, it's 2022. So that's just a little tip from me, because I've really done a lot of therapy in my life, and I always recommend my teachers, the Learning Love Institute. Again, I get nothing from promoting them. I just, you know, love them. I've literally done so many of their retreats and I have therapy with them on a regular basis. So I love them. But yeah, again, I'm not talking about the law of attraction. I'm talking about a billion other things, but I feel like they're all important. But yeah, affirmations are important. But the thing to know about affirmations is that you are working 95% of the day from your subconscious mind. That means only 5% of the day you are consciously thinking and consciously acting. So 95% of the day you're going on autopilot, and this autopilot is whatever limiting beliefs you have within yourself, whatever picture about yourself and the world you have created from the ages of newborn to around 7 years old. So if in this system you're thinking, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I can't have good things, money, I'm always going to be poor, I'm never going to be rich, whatever you're thinking, that's what you're thinking 95% of the day. So even if you do 5 affirmations in the morning, 5 affirmations in the evening, it's not going to be enough, because it's only about 0.01% of your day. You know, so you really have to work on reprogramming the mind. And yeah, affirmations do help if you do them regularly, if you do them really like, yes, I'm so happy and grateful for this new day, I'm going to make it the best yet. And, you know, just like get yourself excited for the day from an authentic place, just knowing your traumas, knowing what you've been through, and just being like, wow, I'm so proud of myself that I'm still here. You know, I'm literally working or going to school, even though life was so shitty in the past. So yeah, I'm proud of myself. You know, I just come from that place and re-find that love that you had for yourself once, because you had it. The essence of you is love, and you came into this world filled with love, and you just wanted to be loved, and many of us just didn't get that from our environment. So it's time to re-find that, and it's a beautiful journey, and don't be too hard on yourself. Just have compassion with yourself and just learn every day and make it a habit that every day you're closer to the best version of yourself. Maybe make it even an affirmation. If maybe you're manifesting health, you can say, every day I'm healthier and healthier, you know, or every day I'm closer and closer to my dream, or anything that just makes you feel like, ah, yes. So affirmations should make you feel amazing. They should not give you any anxiety. And the last step is receive. So you have to receive what you want, and you need to look at how you are with receiving things. And it can be as little as receiving compliments. If you're a woman, that's a really common one. If someone compliments you, says, wow, you look beautiful, do you say, oh no, I don't, or this is an old dress, or do you kind of like downgrade it, or do you say, oh, thank you so much, that means a lot? You know, because that was a problem for me, for example. I used to, every time someone would compliment me, I would have to say like, oh no, but you look beautiful, you know, like give it to them, because I couldn't receive it. It made me feel uncomfortable to receive it. So I had to really look at like, where is this coming from? And it was coming from me having extremely low self-confidence and me feeling like I'm not worthy of receiving love and attention and compliments. So look at how you're receiving things in your life, because if you can't receive one little compliment, how can you receive the big things? You know, how can you receive the loving partner who loves you and cherishes you and kisses you and just loves you? Like, how can you receive such a big thing if you can't receive a little thing? So that's a homework for you. Look at how you're receiving things. That's a really big one. So yeah, that's the law of attraction. I also want to mention that, you know, it's important that there is a time between when you ask for something to when you receive something. it's really important that there's time between this. It's also called the gestation period. For example, you know, if you get pregnant, it's good that you don't give birth the next day, because you need the time to prepare. You need the time to prepare your space, to tell people to, I don't know, pick the name, pick the clothes, whatever people do when they get pregnant. And it's the same thing with your manifestations, with your dreams, because, for example, over the time you realize that maybe you want things a little differently and you tweak what you're asking for. Like, for example, I've had that a lot in the past few months where I thought I wanted something, but actually life made me realize that that's not what I want. And I thought that I wanted to win the specific competition that I was in, but I realized through experiencing it, through the process, that this world is actually not for me and I'm not enjoying being here and I don't want to win. And that's then what I communicated. But it was good that that happened, because imagine if, you know, when I joined last year, if I would have won the next day, I would have been miserable now, because it's not actually something that I wanted. So it's really good that you don't get what you want the next day. So be happy about that. I know that some of you are really impatient and you would want your manifestations to arrive right now. And sometimes I'm like that as well. Patience isn't a virtue that I have yet mastered at all. I'm very impatient, and when I want something, I want it right now. But the law of attraction really taught me to trust the process and trust the timing and just surrender, because we don't know what's best for us. We think we know, but we don't know. And actually, universe or God or energy, whatever you want to call it, is actually creating it much better for us than we would have ever imagined. So get excited, because just the fact that you're listening to this podcast right now is a massive sign that you're on the right path and that your dreams are coming true and they are going to appear in your physical reality very soon. So get excited. Start jumping around. If you're at the bus stop waiting for a bus, wherever you are in the car, just say, yes, like, I'm so excited. Everything is happening for me. And expect miracles to come into your life. Just remember the three main aspects: ask, believe, receive. The universe has heard you clearly about your question. If you're not sure if the universe heard what your wish is, feel free to, when you get home, write down on a piece of paper, I am so happy and grateful now that, whatever it is, now that I have a new white Model X Tesla. I don't know, or a beautiful home in Prague. Whatever it is you want, a loving partner who cares for me, is loyal. Yeah, like, just describe what you want. Just say, I'm so happy and grateful now that I have that, now that I'm living that reality. And just every morning when you wake up, like, just think of yourself as having that. Just be like, yes, I have that. I mean, it hasn't showed up in my physical reality yet, but that's not, you know, like, we humans are so limited in thinking that just what we see, the physical stuff, is just all there is. But, you know, if you're probably listening to this podcast, you can agree with me that there are things that are happening around us that we cannot see, you know, things on parallel universes, things, miracles that are happening. And so just don't be limited with the physical that you see. Just start feeling like, oh, it's already happening. I already have that. And time just hasn't caught up yet. It's really about the time. Time just didn't get there yet. But on some level, in some parallel reality, you're already living that dream life of yours. So get excited. It's all going to show up in your physical reality soon. I'm sure of it. Just know that you are 100% worthy of having it. You can do it. You're 100% pure potential. And whatever you are wishing for is what you deserve. I believe in you 1,000,000%. And yeah, I think that's all for today's episode. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to leave them down here. I will answer them for you. And you can also let me know what you'd like me to record a podcast about next. But most importantly, have a beautiful day, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye! Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.